And it's 3:25, and that means we head to Ivy Tech. And joining us for the first time in a long time, heck, I went on vacation for a minute, I came back, you were gone. It's the Chancellor Eric Coyne. Good afternoon, buddy. How are you?
Good afternoon, Glass. Doing great. Great to hear your voice. Happy to be here. Excited. Boy, have we had an exciting May out here at Ivy Tech. Look forward to chatting all about it. A lot of great stuff going on.
Oh, tons and tons of things. I was disappointed because I was out of town. Well, not because I was out of town, but I missed the great Thursday night presentation from the culinary department as their final project. That was the Thursday to get everybody ready. And then you had your first graduation on Friday night. Well, just take us back through that, because you only do the first one once. I knew you were a part of it last year, but this time you were passing out the diplomas right there, shaking hands, kissing babies, all the fun things that go along with it. Did it meet your expectations for greatness?
Oh, my gosh. And then some. It was amazing. The energy in the auditorium, the students, their family and friends, it was really something else. You know, last year was great. I was just kind of like soaking it all in and kind of, you know, just along for the ride. And this year, being there and handing out the diplomas and looking every grad in the eye and wishing them good luck, it was just so much fun to be at the podium and listen to the cheers and the hooting and hollering and, you know, and the grads all decorate their caps. And so there's just tons of hilarious stuff. The healthcare workers and the nurses, they're pretty creative with their cap decorations. So that's a lot of fun. Some are probably, not suitable for radio, but most of them are pretty, they're incredibly clever. And, but yeah, it was a lot of fun. And man, it was a great atmosphere, great energy, just a real terrific event. Yeah, just crushed my expectations. It's just moving, right? I had an opportunity to wander around before the ceremony. I had my flowing gown on, straight out of Hogwarts, and I was able to, you know, wander around and talk to the grads and outside the auditorium. The other thing, it was just an absolutely beautiful day, perfect, you know, just a perfect spring day. And so I was able to wander around and talk to the grads and just kind of hear, you know, hey, what they're up to next and where they're headed. And that was just that is a lot of fun. Took a lot of selfies, got a lot of photos, had a great time. Posted a lot of those up on the Instagram at Chancellor Coyne. You can go check those out. There's a lot going on there. And then, you know, the other fun thing is we had a lot of high school students who walked across the stage.
That was amazing. I talked to Dr. Martin Wolfger about that, and his daughter was one of them, and that blew me away with wait a second, you're graduating Ivy Tech before you're graduating high school? The answer is yes, folks. So if you are listening and would like to hear more, well, Chancellor Coyne's going to tell you all about it. That's a fantastic opportunity.
Oh, it is amazing. And, you know, they were all fired up. It's really fun when you get them all together and, you know, just the different schools that were there. I was able to interact with just a bunch of different schools that had sent, a lot of students our way. And we have a great, great partnerships throughout the region with all of our high schools. Our service areas, the eight counties, including Monroe County and then the seven counties around Monroe County. So we get out and about. Joe Eubanks is our K-14 director, and he's out and his team are out working with high schools every day to ensure we're providing dual credit opportunities and that we can get our high school kids credentialed before they graduate high school. And so what that really translates to is if they choose to either come here and finish that degree, you know, they've already got a year, or in some cases, I mean, we graduated a handful of kids this year who actually had their associate's degree before they got their high school degree. Many of them are graduating with what we call the Indiana College Corps certificate, which allows them to transfer into any Indiana school and knocks off an entire year of gen ed requirements. So, you know, just a really amazing program that we have and partnerships we have with virtually every high school in that eight counties, in our eight county service area. And so couldn't be more excited than to see those high school students. I only think it's going to get better. I mean, we are doubling down on our dual credit opportunities and partnering with high schools. That Indiana College Core certificate is a full, I mean, it is 30 credit hours that all of the Indiana schools will give you full credit for. Let me look at each individual class and see. Nope, you get 30 credit hours. Boom, there you go. So really terrific program. And, you know, parents, I'd love to, you know, the other program I'd love to talk about is our ASAP program, which is our accelerated program. Oh, so we graduated those students this year. That's a one-year cohorted program. We put, there's about 25 students. We'd love to have more. We have more capacity. Love to have more. And they go through a one-year program. Like I said, it's cohorted, but we provide additional resources, more services for that particular group. And they are all graduated. They all graduate in 1 year. All of them are moving on to either a four-year institution, transferring into a four-year, into their career of choice, or a couple of them are going off to serve in the military. So really proud of that group. They did a great job. But that's a one-year program, and they're getting two-year credit in most cases for, transferring out. So we've got one young lady was featured on the cover of the Herald Times a couple weeks ago. She, Keeley, she's going off to study psychology at IU. She got 2 years knocked out and 1 year here. She's going to be a junior at IU this fall. Super, it's a terrific story, if you look it up online. But great, great student. She was our outstanding graduate from the ASAP program. Just a terrific story. And, that should be the story of so many kids in our community where they, I'm not really 100% sure what I want to do. Well, come spend a year in our accelerated program. Take a variety of classes. Be cohorted. Work with your peers. Have that social interaction. Have that cohort. And really gain an incredible experience and gain, a perspective on what classes you like and what classes you don't like and where you maybe want to major. And, oh, guess what? You're going to save a boatload of money.
Well, yeah, you get credit for all of them. That's the best part, whether you like them or not. And that's one thing. But, you get the credit to move on. 39 ASAP degrees in 11 months, 162 nursing degrees and certificates, 370 early college high school graduates, 445 transfer degrees, and 1,300 graduates for a grand total of just over 1,700 associate degrees and certificates for the 2024 school year. That is fantastic. What was your favorite part? Was it listening to the keynote speaker? What do they call that? Who's your graduation speaker? I know it was a student. So you had
Kevin Nguyen came this year. Kevin's a great story as well. IT grad. He's going to go over to Luddy School this fall and study over at IU. Exceptional student, outstanding student. He stepped into the role this year, halfway through the year, as president of our Student Government Association, and really just embraced that role. He then, as a result of that, he and I meet once a month. We have lunch together, and I got to know Kevin a little bit, and he agreed to step up and be the guest speaker at graduation. And, he had a really good speech, and then he gets up at graduation, no notes, and just crushes this speech, and it's a compelling story about joining an organization and kind of getting outside your own comfort zone and really pushing your boundaries and using college and using Ivy Tech as an opportunity to push yourself to really grow as a person. And holy cow, Kevin really, he was kind of quiet, a little introverted, and just by interacting and people and pushing himself outside his comfort zone, he says his whole worldview has been open to the possibilities of different things, and boy, just crushed the speech. No notes, got up there, and just ripped it, and it was great. Great message, great speech. Really proud of Kevin, and then he got to come back up and do the whole flip your tassel from left to right, which was really fun experience for him. So I was really proud of him. That was a fun opportunity. I'm not sure I have a favorite. The whole thing was just great. Kevin's one example. We have a whole, everyone there, and I end up interacting this year with a lot of the students because I like to wander around and bug them during lunchtime. I chat with them in the commons.
That's how it should be.
At, Yeah, and I ask them how they're doing, you know, what programs they're in, get to know them a little bit, and you just see, like, you know, the ASAP program is a great example. I meet with them in the summer when they start, and just the difference in the maturity and the growth from, you know, as I like to say, come here to, you know, and learn how to college. And they came here, and they crushed it, and you just watch that maturity and the growth and the confidence. Holy cow, they are leaving here, and they're going off into four-year institutions with this confidence that they, you know, they just didn't have before they came here. And so that's fun to watch. You know, kudos. Jennifer Rusk runs that program, our ASAP program, and her team, and they just do a tremendous job. I got to get her on the show. She would be
Don't worry. She pops in every once in a while.
Yeah, I am.
Where have you been, by the way? Heck, you had graduation, and then you've been running around doing all these great things as well. Again, just trying to forge partnerships moving forward. Tell us a little bit about the off-campus things that you get to do that you eventually bring back to campus and keep Ivy Tech rocking.
Yeah, so I've been out and about a little bit. June is actually going to be quite a bit of travel out and meeting with different folks and doing different involved with different programs. But I've been out and about in the community, meeting with a lot of different stakeholders. I like to get out and meet with different companies. I've got some, we've got some exciting programs coming up. On one of them is a building maintenance program that essentially has a lot of elements of construction management in it. And so getting out, you know, I've met with the Builders Association and some other folks to try and get, just interest in that program. That starts this fall. It's a really interesting program that I think is going to be attractive to a lot of folks in our region. The, you know, same holds true for a lot of our healthcare programs. Been able to get out and meet with IU Health a couple times in the last couple months. And new president out there, Denzel Ross, he and I have had the opportunity to collaborate on a couple things already. And just as we build up, you know, we've got another cohort this fall starting with respiratory therapy and radiation therapy and all the different programs we offer over here in healthcare, in addition to nursing, so that are all open. Nursing is the only program we have that has the, you know, really kind of hard, strict deadlines. The rest of the programs are all open enrollment for the most part. So I would encourage anyone, if they're thinking about healthcare or trying to wonder what's next, we still have plenty of openings for the fall healthcare programs that are starting. So come on out and see us. But, you know, summer starts on June 3rd, Glass, so I know you're getting your summer schedule all sorted. June 3rd, classes start, so plenty of time. Time's kind of running out, but you need to get out here in the next couple days. Yeah, we probably squeeze you in Monday, Tuesday, get you into a class, but, June 3rd, and it's free for high schoolers.
That's the other great point I was going to mention. If your kids need something to do, why not get ahead and burn some credits? Go ahead and rack them up, get them started. And how much does that cost again?
Yeah, zero.
Zero, and that is there are no strings attached. There is no fine print. There is no asterisk or anything else. Who makes that possible? How does that work?
Yeah, it's Ivy Tech makes that possible.
That's fantastic.
There's just such a tremendous value in seeing our high school students succeed early and understand that college is attainable. College is something they absolutely can do and something they should be shooting for. And we are a great resource to come and learn, you know, like I said, learn how to college. Come here and learn what college is all about. Come in, and we have so many services. We got, you know, small classes. Summer, it's free, online or in person. So come and see us. But yeah, just so many advantages to opening our high schoolers' eyes to that experience early, so they don't see it, you know, as unattainable or something that's just, you know, scary.
You can do it. Now let's get ready for fall. I know we don't want to do that. We just got to summertime, but we have to plant these seeds so they grow and we're ready. If summer is too busy for whatever reason, fine. Don't worry about it. But we'll get started again in August, right? And you'll have plenty of time to talk with career counselors, academic advisors, you name it. Ivy Tech helps with everything.
We do. Fall classes start August 19th. So, yeah, registration right now for all those classes. And we have You know, it's a ton of different programs we have out here, from, you know, one semester to a full year to 2 year programs. And so there's just something for everybody, whether you're looking to enter into a field and just kind of want to need that initial training and then want to go get started, or you want to do a little more deep dive, or you're upskilling. You know, maybe you're in a job right now and you want to, you know, get better at it and you want to grow. It's an opportunities abound here. So yeah, our advisors and enrollment specialists are available here. You know, we'll meet you on Zoom, or you can come in here in person, either way. So 812-330-6013, we'll get you set up with an appointment. You can visit us, you know, on email as well, bl-info@ivytech.edu. We'd love to see more and more folks come out here and take advantage of the great programs we have. There's just so many things going on. You know what else I got to do last night, Glass, that was super cool, is I presided over our high school equivalency degree graduation ceremony.
Another layer of greatness. Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. It's a partnership we have with the Cook family of companies, and the My Cook Pathway is what it's called, and it's Cook employees who don't have their high school degrees yet come out here, and we, it's a small cohort. They work together. We've got an instructor who works with them, and what just incredible inspirational stories from young to old just have, you know, overcome a variety of different challenges and hurdles in their lives, attained their high school grad certificate last night, or diploma last night, and so it was a really, really inspirational and fun event to be a part of yesterday. So that, you know, just all sorts of goodness going on out here. We come on out. We got something for everybody.
You
and
do.
Our CLL programs are just crushing it this summer. Tons of stuff going on.
There is.
Cooking classes to summer camps. Always got the ceramics and pottery classes going on. So, and art classes. So just something for everybody out here. We'd love to see you come visit us, and just really excited. It's been a great first year. I've really enjoyed it. What an awesome, awesome graduation ceremony. It was just so much fun. Just the smiles, you know, and the family's going crazy, and you get to wave out to everybody. It's just a lot of fun.
It is.
And I would be remiss, speaking of graduations, if I didn't celebrate, little hashtag dad brag. Annalisa graduated this past Saturday, so incredibly proud of her, and was awarded the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame Award. So
very nice.
She earned that. Yep, very excited, and we'll be competing as an alternate at state.
I was going to ask you about that, if you had any big plans for tomorrow.
Yeah, for tomorrow night. So really excited. And you know, this is I'm running out of opportunities to do the dad brag thing on high school sports, so this is it. So.
Well, she'll have a big night on Monday. That's over at David Hayes's comprehensive financial consultants. The Legacy will host all of that. Joe Smith will be the MC, and it's another great part of it as well. Well, congratulations, buddy. It's great to hear you so excited a year into your job of all the great things that are happening. And if people would like to be a part of Ivy Tech, the easiest way to do it, you can pick up the phone and call, or you can go online. Tell me the two places. These are things that folks should just write down if they have any inkling of getting involved.
812-330-6013, or email us at bl-info@ivytech.edu. I got to put that to music. I'll sing that next time.
What we'll do is a jingle. That's right, and I'll just hit the button, and we'll have you jingling and jangling. We'll put that on your Instagram, get a few hits as well. Sunscreen tomorrow, Dad. It's going to be nice and 79 in the afternoon, sunshine abundant, and we hope I think that's just warm enough that we're not going to worry about the overheating, right? Athletes like it just a hair cooler, but that should be a great day. I'm trying to work on Saturday's forecast. We got rain all day and all evening. But not lightning, just rain. But we're going to get almost an inch of rain.
I sat through the rain last Saturday at the track, so I'm ready to not have a Saturday of rain.
No more. Did you get to the 500? Did you stay for the fantastic finish?
I did. Took my son to his very first Indy 500.
That's a dad brag. Come on.
He was like, it was amazing to see how kind of like, I don't know what this is all about. And then the first time a car went by, he's like, this is awesome. So it was terrific. It was a lot of fun to see his face just light up. So
how about the last 10 laps when they're just changing the lead back and forth?
Oh my gosh. We were all on our feet for the whole time. It was fantastic. What a great race. And then we went on Monday. We went to the Pacers game. That didn't quite go as we'd hoped, but an amazing experience. The Pacers, they put on a great show, the whole thing. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
No minute is wasted during
None.
The timeout.
None.
It was amazing.
You almost have guilt going to the bathroom. It's like you're going to miss something.
That's right. There was the standing guy with his little chihuahua doing headstands. I mean, it was something else. But it was at one point, you'll love this. At one point, the dog was like taking a little basketball and dunking the basketball into a little fake basketball hoop. And the entire Boston Celtics team, players sitting on the bench, coaches and all the bench players, everyone was watching the dog dunk the basketball, and no one was, we looked down. I said, look at Porzingis. He's not even paying attention. He's watching the dog. It was hilarious. It was, but yeah, it was a great experience. You know, wish the Pacers had pulled it out, but what a great show they put on. It was a trip.
It is, and Boston's really good. I try to remind my Pacer fanatics who might see the trees and not the forest. That's a really good Boston team, and I know it stinks when you get that close to it, but they got more options than the Pacers, and they were the number two defensive team in the NBA. It should be hard to score against them, and they showed you why. So I'm not down on the Pacers at all. I would have loved to have Mathurin enjoy some of that matchup and competition, but he'll be back. And
Halliburton will be back.
Yeah.
That was tough to lose him, but I think I agree with you. That is a really talented Celtics squad.
It is.
And they know how to control the last few minutes of a basketball game, and that I think ultimately at any level.
A lot of scar tissue on that team. The guys that have been there, that's a second conference final in 3 years, fifth in 8 years. That's a lot of guys that have been through the battles, and the Pacers didn't expect to get there. So let's enjoy that. I know there's two things in professional sports, winning or losing, but there is something to be taken away of when you're not at 100%, and there is something to build off of there. You can't fake it to the conference finals. That's, I guess, my bigger point. You can't do that. They're good.
I'm sure there's some Knicks fans listening who are like, well, we would have given the opportunity.
Then beat the Pacers then on your home court in Game 7 in your own building. I don't want to hear about it. You had a chance. That's funny. I love it, my friend. If I don't talk to you here in the next couple of weeks, safe travels. I know you like you said, you're going to be busy. Your replacements do a fantastic job as well. The passion on your campus is very evident, and I know everybody's getting rested up before we open the doors on Monday for the first 8 weeks of summertime, and we'll keep it rocking, buddy.
Thanks, Glass. Appreciate you always, and a huge shout out. Hope everybody has a great rest of their week and stays dry this weekend, and we get the track meet in this Saturday. So.
Let's keep rocking, and best of luck to your daughter in the purple and white as well, and to all of our locals as well.
All of our athletes. Great,
yeah,
great. It's been a lot of fun. There's just the sportsmanship is terrific at a track meet. They're all taking care of each other. It's been a lot of fun to watch. So
running against the clock, right? Or jumping against the tape measure. It's never personal, baby. It's just business. That's right.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
I hope to see you soon, buddy. Take care. Thank you. That's Eric Coyne. He's the chancellor at Ivy Tech. His first year in the books and celebrating with a very successful and celebratory graduation in the month of May. And that's been a very busy, busy month at Ivy Tech. And it will get busier once June starts. As he mentioned, summer school starts on June 3rd. So you have all weekend to give him a call, get online, see what's happening on the Near West Side.